It is a Monday, so that means we're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She is the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Dana. How's it going?
Oh, I'm a little winded.
Those stairs will do that to you.
Well, and I walked over from the depot, which it is a beautiful day out there.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about snow anymore, right?
I'm ready for that.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. So no, it's a great day. It's a great Monday.
A whole bunch of stuff going on, Dana. Let's start with an event that the Chamber is hosting on May 2nd, the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast. What's that about?
Yeah, so we're bringing that back. The last one was held back in 2019, and then COVID, like it did to a lot of these things, it put it on pause. So we are bringing it back, and the idea is, you know, a pastor's work is never ending. They're called upon to, you know, help people in their congregation, and this is our chance to, you know, show our appreciation and gratitude for the work that they do for their churches and the communities. So we're asking people to join us on Tuesday, May 2nd, as the Chamber hosts this Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast starting at 7 a.m. And it actually does start at 7 a.m. It's an hour-long breakfast and program, and it's at St. Anne's Parish Center. And so we'll have, like I said, the program, and the breakfast is going to be served by the Chamber Board. And we're inviting also, you know, besides the public, the local and area ministers and their spouses are invited, and they receive a complimentary ticket as our thank you. Tickets are $10 per person, and you can purchase them at the Chamber office or at the Wadena City Library, or you can just call us at the Chamber office and just, you know, reserve your ticket and just pay at the breakfast. And that number is 632-7704.
All right, awesome. And, you know, pivoting to something Wadena related here, Dana, Aaron Simmons had a big weekend being nominated for 3 awards at the Midwest Country Music Organization program. Believe he was up for Song of the Year and Video of the Year, of course, for his hit song Nobody's Home in Wadena, as well as Male Vocalist of the Year. Pretty big weekend for him.
Oh, it was. So proud. And, you know, he didn't win. But he did get to perform his song, you know, Nobody's Home in Wadena there.
Awesome.
And I saw the video and, oh, it just gave me goosebumps. Still an amazing honor for this kid who hails from Stuartville, Minnesota, but whose parents and grandparents are from Wadena. And, you know, we are so excited as every day draws closer to June Jubilee. You know, we're excited for his concert. And just a reminder, he is our featured concert on Friday night of June Jubilee, which is June 9th at BN Park. It's going to be a fantastic show. And I know he's extremely excited to perform, too. And just a reminder, tickets are on sale now for $10. And they are, you can get them online on the Superstation's website.
WadenaRadio.com, the place
Perfect.
To go. And you can find, yeah, like you said, Dana, tickets are $10. It's super easy. I went on there just to see what that process looks like. It's super easy for anybody to go and get those tickets. So, Dana, what else are you working on over at the Wadena Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, well, just a reminder to mark that that calendar for June 9th and 10th for the June Jubilee. You know, it's we're touting it as the kickoff to summer, and it's going to be great. We're also working on our next Business After Hours, which is an event for business owners and managers and people who work at businesses to come after hours and meet other business owners, and just a casual, really fun after hours event. So our next one is going to be at the Highway 10 Billiards and Pub, and that's going to be Monday, May 15th, and it's going to start at 6 p.m. And I know Jason, who's the manager, co-owner there, he's going to have free pool and he's going to have snacks, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I just want to remind our business owners that we do have our monthly retailers meetings on the third Thursday of the month at 7 a.m. at the Boondocks. And speaking of the Boondocks, CJ, I just need to do a shout out to them. They are celebrating 39 years in business.
Wow.
Here in Wadena. I know. So I want to give Dale and Shelley and Jessica and the whole crew a big shout out. As you know, it's a family business. They put in some long, long hours, like 16-hour days.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just a staple in our downtown. And quick question for you, CJ, what's your favorite menu item?
See, that's a tough one. Now, you gave me a little bit of prep beforehand to think, and I still, like, I'm going through the list, like the French toast, the pancakes, you could go with the hash browns, the boondoggle. I'd say, like, any combination of those four, yeah. I'm really having a tough time differentiating. But you can't beat some good pancakes, so I'll go with that.
You're kind of a breakfast guy.
I'm a breakfast guy when it comes to that stuff, yeah.
And I do have to remind people to, if you don't know it, the restaurant is for sale. So if you know anybody who wants to buy the Boondocks, let them know, because I think they are ready to move on to the next chapter in their life. So, yeah.
And like you said, Dana, a staple in downtown Wadena. Wouldn't be the same without the Boondocks. And congratulations to Dale and Shelley and Jessica on those 39 years in business. Dana, yeah. Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, just quickly, Wadena Deer Creek School's Day of Caring is on Wednesday. But I think there's still, I think it's a goal, but they'll make an official decision. I think it's just the coldness. And if there's a lot of snow in people's yards, it's probably going to be tough to rake the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have to shovel first. And
right.
Then, you just kind of, you know, I'm sure they'll make the announcement here on the radio and on the school's website and Facebook page. So, yeah, I just wanted to remind people of that big community event. I'm going to be helping serve lunch to the kids and the school staff, so I'm looking forward to that.
You know, we're all waiting on Mother Nature just to finally kick into gear, right?
Boy, if I see her, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind.
Good. You give her a piece of your mind for the both of us, okay?
All right. Thanks, CJ.
That's Dana Cannelberry. She is the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning for our Chamber Chats. You can hear the full interview on our website, wadenaradio.com, or on the KWAD Facebook page.